On now with Pickett County Bobcats head coach Jamie Cravens. Coach, obviously season comes to an end yesterday and a tough loss to Gordonsville. Let's talk about the Clay County game. What did you like most about how your guys played and how they responded after, obviously, earlier in the tournament you played the same team and lost 5-3? What did you like about how your guys approached that game, and was there anything different?
Oh, yeah. We definitely had a lot better approach to the game. We didn't seem to be as motivated as we should have been the first time we played the first round of the district tournament. And, you know, I think once we got our back to the wall and we saw that there was a, you know, elimination game, we had, you know, good, strong senior leadership. And those guys, you know, they saw the interview with some of the Clay County guys with UC Sports Nation. And, they kind of used that. They, you know, I don't think anything was meant about the interview that was, nothing really struck me the wrong way, but those boys kind of took it as a diss against them and maybe a little bit disrespectful that they thought we were being overlooked. And, of course, I just kind of fed to that because I just wanted to try to motivate them to play hard. And they came out and, you know, and really – just seemed more focused than we had been all season. And I really, really liked that.
As a whole, do you think, was it a better approach at the plate as well? Were you able to kind of, was getting out to a lead a key part here? What do you think was key in coming away with a win over Clay County?
Well, we didn't hit the ball that well. I mean, just the same way we've played all year. The Daniels kid pitched against us most of the game and he done a good job. And, so it, you know, it wasn't a high scoring game. So, you know, we didn't really hit the way I would have liked to have, but, you know, they hadn't hit us, any of the games that we had played them. They hadn't really hit the ball hard. It was really a lot of soft contact every time we played them. It's just, we weren't making plays. The difference this time was we made our plays and, we started a freshman against them and, he had pitched against them a little bit at Clay County and he held them for 5 innings. So I knew he had the stuff to hold them, and it was just a matter of our defense playing. So I think that was the key to the game for us was we made our plays. You know, we didn't give all those runs away, and we done just enough at the plate to get by and some good base running. And we got a few lucky breaks, you know, a couple of balls got by the catcher and we allowed us to score at home on a couple of pass balls. So that really, we took advantage of that situation. And we had a senior, Hunter Vick, came in and laid a beautiful bunt down third baseline. And just a moving runner, we were trying, at that point, we were tied. So that was just to try to move the runner over in a scoring position. And it was a beautiful bunt, so they tried to rush the throw, and the throw went wide. And he ended up getting to third base, and we got the run across. So that was a huge break for us. And Clay County hadn't been making mistakes like that. They'd been playing pretty solid defense against us the last few times we played them. So, you know, there's a few things that helped us out there, and was glad to come away with a win.
How important, especially when you've got a young starter out there in postseason play, when you know the stakes are the highest, how important is it for the defense behind them to be rock solid? Because I feel like that gives a pitcher confidence, and especially from younger players, and I'm sure you'd agree, younger players, any confidence they can get, I'm sure that helps a ton.
Oh, that's super important, and that's kind of been our MO all year. You know, our defense has kind of been shaky. We'd come out and play pretty good defense one game or maybe a couple innings, and we'd always have that breakdown inning. That's what happened in the first round of the district. You know, like I said, we gave up just only soft contact, and it was a 1-1 game going into the seventh inning, and we gave up a four-run seventh inning, which was we had scored at one earned run out of those four, and we could have came out with zero runs. But for the young pitcher, he's a confident guy, and he's pitched quite a bit for us this year. But I knew that kind of pressure, you know. I mean, he didn't want to be the one to lose a game with, you know, we had four seniors play their last game. And so, you know, it was big for him for us to get a run or two ahead early, I feel like. And we made some pretty good plays. But we made our plays we should have made. That was the key. And that was great for his confidence. And, like I said, he's got good stuff. So I knew he wasn't going to come out and walk a bunch of people.
Last thing for you, Coach. Obviously, you just mentioned it, four seniors on this team that have played their last game for you. Talk about the impact they've each made on this program, obviously one of them being your son. I know he's going to play at the collegiate level, but I know that it'll be a little bit different than you being able to coach him.
Oh, yeah. It's these four, I've coached three of them. I've coached since, of course, my son I coached since he was 4 years old, but then two of the other ones, Remy White, and Luke Grant, I've coached pretty much since they were 9 years old. We played travel ball together, and that was one of the reasons I came to Pickett County, was for those guys to get a coach. Of course, Luke transferred in, but Remy was born and raised in Burstown. Hunter Vick was my other senior, and this was the first year Hunter played for us. But Hunter he's a good athlete, so he came right in and. He filled an outfield position for us, and he pitched a little bit, and his hitting started coming along, but just not having all those reps these other boys had, it kind of pushed him behind a little bit. But like I said, he came out and played well, I feel like, considering he hadn't played much. But those four seniors, the leadership they provided, Wade was the outspoken leader on the team. He all of our meetings, everything he kind of took control of. Remington and Luke are kind of quieter guys, so they kind of lead by example. But all four of the guys was, like I said, losing was not going to be an option that first game, and they got motivated, and they kept the team motivated, and I was really never in doubt when I saw how they were in the pregame approach, and I said, guys, let's go get it, because they hadn't seen our best game yet. And I hate losing those guys. It's always hard.